how much to charge? What's my product or service worth? What should I tell people it costs to buy my product or to use my service? And it's one of those tricky, complicated questions in business that sometimes people get stuck on. Or when I ask people, why do you charge that amount for your product or service? It's based on, well, that's what everybody else charges. Or they decided they wanted to be the most expensive or the least expensive so they could fit into a market. And there wasn't much thought process done after that. And of course, there's the cost of the product. But if you're selling a service, it's now the cost of your time. So how do you decide what your time's worth? And how do you share with people, this is how much I would like you, how many dollars I would like you to invest in my product or service? And I think it would be very sad if you based the amount on what other people are charging. Because other people have a different life to you. They've got different expenses to you. They've got different tastes to you. They want to live in a different house, drive a different car, wear different clothes, go on different holidays. And they're all the reasons why I would imagine that you're in business. Number one, you want to go into business because it's something you're really passionate about. And then you want to choose your own hours, be your own boss, and have a life that is exciting and that you can do the things that you want to do and be able to afford to do them. That's the joy of having your own business. So how do you work out what to charge? And really the most important question is, how much do you want to earn? And work that out, whether it's over a year or over a month or over a week, but how much money do you need to earn every year, every month, every week to have a life that would make you incredibly self-satisfied to say, yes, I can do all the things that I want to do. Now, that amount may also come in two forms. It might be, yeah, this would give me the life that I'm really excited about versus I need to earn this much money to get out of my lousy, stinking, rotten job that I'm in at the moment. And unless I can earn that, I have to stay in my lousy, stinking, rotten job. So there might be two numbers. It might be your bare ass minimum, your BAM number, which is, this is how much I have to earn. And then it might be, but this is how much I really want to earn. So once you've got that amount, because whether we want to argue about it or not, we can't live without money. In the Western world today, you need money to have a life. And if you're in business, the reason you go into business is so you can have an amazing life where you can choose your own hours and be your own boss. So once you've got the amount that you want to earn, then you open up your week at a glance diary. Now you may have a written one, you may have a computerized one, but in your diary, as there is in everybody else is in the world, there are only 168 hours. You can't invent more hours. There's only 168. So if you are wanting to sell your time as a service, you now have to work out how many actual hours or half hours that you will have available to sell to people versus or how many hours you want to invest in your business. So the important thing is, rather than picking a round number like 40 or 50 or 30 or 20, it's there are 168 hours in your week. Take out every single hour that you wouldn't be available to work in your business. When you're sleeping, when you're eating, when you're with your partner, when you're with your family, when you go to church, when you are going to your sporting group, everything that you do in your life that you want to do, that you have to do, that you really enjoy doing is not time when you should be working. And when you've taken all of those out, every single minute that you're not available to work in your business, you might find that you've got 50 hours left over. You might find out you've only got 15 hours left over. And then it's a really simple process of putting your business together is how to market yourself, your product, so that you only have to work that number of hours and earn the amount of money that you want to earn, which now comes down to how much do I charge? Very simple. How much do you want to earn divided by how many hours you want to work will give you the amount per hour that you need to charge for your product or your service. And obviously, if there's a cost to the product or there's expenses in your business, you'll have to include those. However, for instance, if you are going to be a fitness professional, and you're training people in their home and you don't need any equipment, you literally are leveraging your own time. So how much, and there'll be expenses to drive to people's homes, for instance, but let's just say that you are working in your local area, you are training a number of people in your area, and let's just say the number you need to train is you want to work 40 hours a week, so now you need, and if you're doing half-hour sessions, you would have 80 clients. Now, the marketing of getting those 80 clients is a very simple process, but what to charge should never be dependent upon what other personal trainers in the area are charging or what the gym's charging or what everybody else thinks that a fitness professional is worth. You need to set up the cost or the cost and expenses and dollar investment in your business to suit you. So I'll go through the very simple process again. How many dollars do you want to earn in a year, in a month, in a week? How many hours do you want to work? Divide the amount of money by the number of hours, and that will tell you how much to charge per hour. And it might be $20, it might be $50, it might be $200. And that again begins the beautiful process of how do I market my business? And are there people who will invest $200 in your product or service? Absolutely. Are there people who haven't got $200? Absolutely. You've just got to find the people that have. So please don't get caught up in the process of I have to charge what everybody else is charging or I have to be competitive. If you're really good at what you do and you add massive value to people's lives, how much you charge should be determined by how much you want to earn and how many hours you want to invest into your business. It's very exciting.